Well, hello everyone.
Hola a todos.
We're glad that you've joined us for our Thursday evening Bible study.
Estamos alegres que se ha unido con nosotros por nuestro estudio bíblico.
And we're continuing our series on the parables of Jesus.
Estamos continuando nuestro estudio sobre las parábolas de Jesús.
And tonight we're going to be looking at one of Jesus' parables.
En esta noche vamos a estudiar un parábola de Jesús.
And tonight's parable is the parable of the prodigal son.
Vamos a ver acerca de la parábola del hijo pródigo.
Get your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15.
Abran sus Biblias y abran al libro de Lucas, capítulo 15.
And as you turn there, we'll open with prayer.
Mientras que busque el verso, el capítulo, vamos a abrir en oración.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. I pray that as we look at the parable of the prodigal son, that you would open up your word, speak to our hearts, and we ask that most of all that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The parable of the prodigal son,
la parábola del hijo pródigo,
is found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
Se encuentra en Lucas capítulo 15, empezando en versículo 11.
And so I'm going to read it in English and then we'll talk about it.
Lo va a leer el inglés y luego vamos a hablar.
And it says, and he said, and this is Jesus speaking.
Aquí Jesús está hablando.
It says, and he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the young son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who had sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father said to him, and felt His father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat, that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes and killed the fattened calf for him, you have killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. This is a powerful parable that Jesus told his disciples.
Esta parábola es muy poderoso, el cual Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos.
As you've noticed in this chapter,
como han mirado en este capítulo,
prior to this parable, Jesus has already told two parables.
Antes de decir esta parábola, Jesús había compartido dos parábolas.
He told the parable of the lost sheep as well as the parable of the lost coin.
Habló acerca de la parábola de la moneda perdida y la oveja perdida.
And all these parables are dealing with the salvation of the lost.
Y cada uno de estos parábolas tratan acerca de los perdidos.
Now, the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin.
La parábola de la moneda perdida y la oveja perdida.
You'll notice that the person is seeking out those that were lost.
Se pueden fijar que la persona está buscando al quien está perdido.
The shepherd is looking for the one lost sheep.
El pastor estaba buscando la oveja perdida.
And the woman is looking for her lost coin.
Y la mujer estaba buscando la moneda perdida.
And in both of these parables, there's great rejoicing when the lost are found.
Y en los dos parábolas se regocijan muchísimo después de hallar lo que estaba perdido.
A unique characteristic of the parable of the prodigal son.
Algo diferente de esta parábola acerca del hijo pródigo
is that when the son leaves the house,
es de cuando el hijo se fue de su casa,
and in a sense is lost,
y en una manera se fue perdido,
you'll notice that there is not the going after nor the seeking after the prodigal.
Pueden fijarse que la diferencia es que nadie le siguió para buscarlo.
Now, some speculate or some believe
algunos piensan
that the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin
que la parábola de la oveja perdida y la moneda perdida
in some ways is speaking concerning the preaching of the gospel and the reaching out to the Gentiles.
Que ellos piensan que esto nos habla acerca de predicar el evangelio, las buenas nuevas a los gentiles.
Luke, the writer of the Gospel of Luke.
Lucas, el quien escribió este libro.
He wrote the Gospel of Luke specifically to the Gentiles.
Él escribió este libro específicamente con el propósito de hablar a los gentiles.
The Gentiles need the gospel.
Los gentiles necesitan el evangelio.
And so some believe that the parable of the prodigal son
y muchos piensan que esta parábola del hijo pródigo
is dealing with the Jews.
Está hablando acerca de los judíos.
Now, obviously, it can apply to all people.
Pero es claro que se puede aplicar a toda gente.
But it did have application to the Jews as well.
Y al mismo tiempo tenía aplicación para los judíos.
Now, this parable is dealing with two sons.
Esta parábola nos habla de dos hijos.
The majority of the time we focus on the first son that ends up lost but ends up being found.
La mayoría del tiempo nuestro enfoque es sobre el hijo perdido que después regresó a su casa.
Or more specifically, the younger son.
Y específicamente el hijo menor, but más joven.
Another focal point of the parable is the older brother.
Pero alguien más quien podemos hablar es el hermano mayor.
And so Jesus will be dealing with those that are saved.
En esta parábola Jesús trata con los salvados.
Those that were lost and have been found.
Los que estaban perdidos, pero están salvos.
Those that seemingly have died, but have come back to life.
Los que se encontraron en muerte de pecado, pero están en nueva vida.
But it's also dealing with the religious person.
Y también está tratando con la persona religiosa.
An interesting thought concerning the older brother.
Y algo muy interesante acerca de el hijo mayor
is that the older brother, although he never left home,
es que el hermano mayor, aunque nunca se fue de su casa,
or more specifically, never left his father,
y nunca dejó a su padre,
he was just as lost as the younger brother.
Él se encontraba tanto perdido como el hijo menor.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Y vamos a hablar más de eso en un momento.
And so we have the first, the younger son.
Entonces aquí tenemos el hijo menor.
Who decides that he wants to take his inheritance and leave home.
quien decidió que quería tomar su heredad y irse de su casa.
A life of sin brings on great selfishness.
Una vida muy pecaminosa solo piensa en él mismo.
You notice that he speaks to his father and he says, "Give me my inheritance."
Se puede fijar que cuando él habló a su padre, dijo, "Dame lo que es mío."
And the father divided the property between the younger and the older son.
Y el padre dividió la propiedad en medio, parte para el hijo menor y el otro parte para el hijo mayor.
And in verse 13, we see that not many days later, this younger son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country.
En versículo 13 leemos que unos días, no muchos días después, juntando todo lo que tenía, el hijo menor fue lejos apartándose.
This is what happens when a person decides to leave the things of God.
Esto es lo que pasa cuando alguien deja las cosas de Dios.
There is a desire to get away from anyone or from anything that would tell them what to do.
Hay un deseo de alejarse de cualquier persona o cualquier cosa que le va a decir qué hacer.
They've chosen to go their own way.
Escogen irse de su camino que ellos desean.
In a way, it speaks of turning back on their relationship with the Father or with God.
Y habla acerca de alejarse de su relación con su Padre o quien es Dios.
But the reason for this turning is to pursue their own pleasures.
Y la razón es porque quieren seguir los placeres que ellos desean.
He wants to freely do as he pleases.
Y este hijo quería hacer lo que él quería.
He doesn't want to be accountable to anyone.
No quería contestar, tener que contestar a nadie.
And sadly, this is the attitude of many people in the world today.
Tristemente, esta es la actitud de mucha gente en el mundo hoy.
In the world, they don't want to submit to God.
En el mundo, muchos no quieren humillarse delante de Dios.
We want to enjoy our own lifestyle, our way, without having to submit to God's standards in our lives.
Muchos quieren vivir en manera que no tienen que pensar de las reglas y el deseo que Dios tiene para ellos.
You know, some believe it's more exciting to be in the world than to serve God.
Muchos creen que es mucho más alegroso y mejor vivir en el mundo, como el mundo, en vez de vivir por Dios.
And so he took a journey into a far country.
Y este hijo menor fue lejos a una provincia apartada.
And in the English Standard it says he squandered his property in reckless living.
Y allí él gastó, malgastó su dinero en vivir en una manera pecaminosa.
This meant that there was no restraint.
Esto nos dice que no había ninguna regla o dirección para pararlo.
He just went all out into sin and into wicked living.
Él decidió vivir una vida muy pecaminosa y hizo mal decisiones.
Isn't that the way of the prodigal?
Y ese es el camino, ¿no? De el pródigo.
It's the turning away and living a life of sin.
Es de alejarse de Dios y de vivir una vida pecaminosa.
In the beginning, it seems like everything is going okay.
En el principio, se puede mirar como si todo está bien.
There seems to be so many friends and so much money to spend.
Parece que hay muchos amigos, mucho dinero para malgastar.
But as is usually the case, it doesn't last forever.
Pero como siempre es, esto no va a seguir para siempre.
Eventually, all of that sin and wickedness catches up to that individual.
Eventualmente, todos estos pecados y malas decisiones van a tener que parar a ese individual.
And this is exactly what happens to the prodigal son here.
Y esto es lo que leemos que pasó con el hijo pródigo.
He's living in a reckless way.
Estaba viviendo en una vida muy pecaminosa.
But then verse 14 says, after he spent everything.
Versículo 14 dice, cuando todo lo hubo malgastado.
It says a severe famine arose in the country and he began to be in need.
Vino una gran hambre en aquella provincia y comenzó él a pasar necesidad.
Now, this is very hard for the prodigal.
Este tiempo era mucho, muy difícil para el hijo pródigo.
He had so much, but he's wasted it all.
Él tenía tanto, pero lo malgastó todo.
Now, on the one hand, it might seem like he's in a very hard place.
En una manera, se parecía que estaba en un lugar muy duro y difícil.
But on the other hand, this is the perfect place for the prodigal to come to his senses.
Pero en la otra manera, esta era oportunidad para él poder reconocer y ver cómo eran las cosas.
There are times that one can fall down so low.
Hay veces que podemos caernos tan abajo.
That the only place to look is up.
Que la única área para mirar es arriba.
And this is exactly the place where the prodigal is.
Y aquí exactamente es donde se encontró el hijo pródigo.
Now he needs to find work.
Él tenía que buscar trabajo.
In verse 15 says he went and he got a job and with one of the citizens of the country who sent him to feed the pigs.
Versículo 15 dice, entonces fue y se arrimó a uno de los cuidanos de aquella tierra, el cual lo envió a su hacienda para apacentar los cerdos.
He was so hungry that he looked at the pig's food and desired it.
Él tenía tanto hambre que cuando miró la comida que estaba allí para los marranos, él empezó a querer esa comida.
You know, as awful as this place is for the prodigal.
Y en tanto que era un lugar muy difícil aquí por el hijo pródigo.
It's actually a very beautiful place at the same time.
Al mismo tiempo, actualmente era un lugar bello para él.
You have this young man who's full of pride.
Aquí leemos de un joven que tenía mucho orgullo.
So much pride, he wants to leave everything and pursue his own way.
Tenía tanto orgullo que decidió dejar su casa y irse de su camino que él quería.
I know everything.
Y pensó, yo sé todas las cosas.
I don't want anyone to tell me what to do.
Yo no quiero que nadie me diga lo que tengo que hacer.
I'm going to do it my way.
Yo lo voy a hacer de mi manera.
Full of pride.
Y tenía mucho orgullo.
But now he is humble.
Pero aquí se encontraba humillado.
This is a place that God desires us to be.
Y este es el lugar que Dios desea que estemos.
In a place of dependency upon Him.
En un lugar de dependernos de Él.
Now don't get me wrong.
Por favor, no me malentiende.
God doesn't want us, you know, lurking in the mud and desiring pig's food.
Dios no quiere que estamos en malo camino y deseando lo que está comiendo un marrano.
But it's pride that will cause a downfall.
Pero es el orgullo que causa que nos caemos en lugar así.
And it's also in this place of humility that we will begin to see clearly.
Pero también es en un lugar de humillarnos que vamos a empezar a poder ver claramente.
Verse 17 says, it was there that he came to himself.
Versículo 17 dice, volviéndose en sí.
In other words, he came to his senses.
En otras palabras, empezó a entender y realizar mejor.
Others say that it's not just a change of mind.
Muchos dicen que no es de solamente cambiar tu mente.
But it was there that he repented.
Pero era allí donde se arrepintió también.
He realized he was in the wrong.
él reconoció que estaba en mal.
And he repented of his pride.
Y se arrepintió de su orgullo.
His selfishness.
De pensar solamente en él mismo.
And he begins to think about his father.
Y empezó a pensar de su padre.
It says in verse 17, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger."
Dice, ¿cuántos jornaleros en casa de mi padre tienen abundancia de pan y yo aquí perezco de hambre?
So he begins to say, "I'm going to go back to my father and I will say to him, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
Versículo 18 dice, "Me levantaré y iré a mi padre y le diré, Padre, he pecado contra el cielo y contra ti."
He's so broken.
Estaba muy quebrado.
He says, "I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants."
En 19 dice, "Ya no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo. Hazme como uno de tus jornaleros."
There's a beautiful fragrance that comes from brokenness.
Hay algo muy bello que sale, que se puede respirar cuando algo está quebrado, como así.
Remember when Jesus was in a situation and the woman broke the alabaster box of ointment.
Recuerden cuando la mujer trajo el perfume en la cajita y lo quebró delante de Jesucristo.
And there was a fragrance that filled that house.
Y se podían, con sus narices podían respirar ese perfume muy bello.
This prodigal was broken before God.
Y aquí el hijo pródigo estaba quebrado delante de su padre.
He has humbled himself.
Se humilló.
And he said, "I'm no longer even worthy to be called your son."
Y hasta dijo, "Yo no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo."
You know, true repentance before God.
En arrepentirse verdaderamente
is an acknowledgement of how sinful and how unworthy we really are to receive God's forgiveness and pardon.
Es de reconocer delante de Dios que no somos dignos de su perdón y su misericordia por lo que hemos hecho.
God wants us to be in that place.
Dios quiere que nos humillamos así.
Where we acknowledge our need for God.
En una manera como él, que reconocemos que necesitamos a Dios.
It's no longer, "I know it all and I'll do it my way."
Ya no pensamos, "Yo sé todas las cosas y lo haré como yo quiero."
But it's acknowledging, "Lord, I don't know everything and I need you in my life."
Sino, es de decir, "Yo reconozco que no sé casi nada y te necesito cada momento en mi vida."
This is a beautiful place that the prodigal finds himself in.
Aquí se encontró en un lugar muy bello el hijo pródigo.
In verse 20 it says that he rose and came to his father. And yet when he was still a long way off, his father saw him, felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
Versículo 20 dice, "Entonces se levantó y fue a su padre. Cuando aún estaba lejos, lo vio su padre y fue movido a misericordia. Y corrió y se echó sobre su cuello y lo besó."
This young man had to come to the place of realizing his need for his father.
Este joven tenía que llegar al lugar de reconocer que él necesitaba a su padre.
That's why the father wasn't going to distant land trying to find him.
Y por eso el padre no fue largo distancia para encontrarlo a él.
Had he done that, the son would have just been pulling away, would have never returned.
Si el padre hubiera seguido en un lugar para buscar el hijo se iba a enojar y rechazar al padre más.
And that's why our Heavenly Father at times will let us have our own way.
Y por eso, a veces, nuestro Padre Celestial nos deja escoger qué camino vamos a tomar.
Sometimes our hearts can grow tired and we don't want to serve the Lord anymore.
A veces quizás un corazón puede cansarse y pensar, "Yo no quiero servir a Dios."
God will deal with the heart. God will encourage us not to leave.
Dios trata con el corazón y nos da ánimo para no decidir alejarnos de él.
But if in our stubbornness and our pride we choose to go, God will let us go.
Pero si tenemos cabezas duros deseamos que seguir el orgullo y nuestro camino, Dios nos va a dejar escoger eso.
Because he wants us to come to the place where we realize of our own accord that we need him.
Porque él quiere que nosotros lleguemos al lugar que reconocemos que sí lo necesitamos a él.
Oh, it doesn't have to happen that way.
No tiene que pasar así.
No, we can draw near to our Father now.
Podemos acercarnos a nuestro Padre Celestial ahora.
But this young man has humbled himself.
Y aquí leemos que este joven se humilló.
And he was looking for his son the whole time.
He was looking for his son. Okay. Y él estaba buscando a su hijo todo el tiempo.
He was looking out the window. He was watching out for his son.
Él esperaba y buscaba, miraba fuera de la ventana para ver su hijo.
And that's why, when he was a long way off, he saw him from far away.
Y por eso, cuando él podía ver a su hijo viniendo, lo vio de lejos viniendo.
And the scripture says he saw him and felt compassion, and he ran to him.
La Biblia nos dice que cuando lo vio, fue movido a misericordia y corrió a él.
The love the father had for the son had never changed.
El amor que su padre tenía para él, el hijo, nunca cambió.
This was his son.
Él era su hijo.
He loves him.
Le amaba tanto.
And I'm sure his heart is racing because he knows his son has learned the lesson.
Yo sé que su corazón estaba muy alegre porque él sabía que su hijo había aprendido la lección.
And this is a beautiful place that the prodigal has found himself in.
Y es lugar muy bello donde se encontró este hijo pródigo.
He's embraced him and now he's kissed him.
El padre lo abrazó y le dio beso en su cuello.
And he again expresses his repentance to the father.
Y una vez más el hijo expresó su arrepentimiento al padre.
He says in verse 21, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
Versículo 21 dice, el hijo le dijo, Padre, he pecado contra el cielo y contra ti. Y ya no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo.
What does the father do here?
¿Y qué hizo el padre aquí?
Is he going to treat him as just one of his servants?
¿Le va a tratar como un sirviente?
Is he going to treat his own son, his youngest son, as a servant?
¿Iba a tratar a su hijo menor como un sirviente?
No, instead he calls his servants.
No, en vez de eso, el padre llamó a sus sirvientes.
And he says, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him.
Y les dijo, saca el mejor vestido y vestídele. Y
put a ring on his hand.
Y poner un anillo en su dedo.
And put shoes on his feet.
Y calzado en sus pies.
This shows the restoration that is taking place.
Aquí leemos de la restauración que tomó lugar.
The best robe is signifying the covering that the father is giving to him.
El mejor vestido aquí significa de cubrir el hijo.
He is coming into covenant relationship with his father.
Estaba entrando en una relación, un pacto con su padre.
His rags are being exchanged by God's grace.
Su vestidura sucia se cambió por el mejor vestidura.
In a sense, he has robed him with righteousness.
Lo vestidió con justicia.
Then he put a ring on his hand.
Y puso anillo en su dedo.
And this was like a signet ring that they would carry.
Este anillo era especial tenía propósito.
Showing that he is one with the Father.
Enseñaba que él era uno con su padre.
In many ways, that signet ring in those days.
En muchas maneras, ese tipo de anillo en esos días.
It was like a credit card that one would have today.
Era como una carta de crédito que nosotros podemos tener en el día de hoy.
In other words, it's showing that his father is providing for him.
O en otras palabras, estaba enseñando que su padre iba a proveer por él.
And then he put shoes on his feet.
Y el padre también puso calzados en sus pies.
In those days,
en esos días,
the servants were not allowed to wear shoes.
Los siervos no se permitían usar calzado o zapatos.
But sons wore shoes.
Pero hijos sí usaban en sus pies.
This signifies ownership.
Y esto significaba que él era de su padre.
In other words, it declared that he was his son.
Declaraba que él era de la familia de su padre.
He
de
was
su
a
padre.
Part of the family.
Era parte de la familia.
And so because of the way he was dressed.
Y porque como él estaba vestido.
It was signifying the potential of being dressed for a party, if you will.
Estaba vestido para una fiesta.
And then verse 23, the fatted calf has been killed so that they could celebrate.
Versículo 23 dice, traer el becerro gordo y mátalo.
This symbolizes that he had been restored in his relationship with the Father.
Y esto también era símbolo que él había sido reconciliado con su padre.
Therefore, they were going to celebrate by feasting.
Y iban a tener una fiesta para celebrar.
Whenever there is joy, there is feasting.
Cuando siempre hay gozo, vamos a ver una fiesta.
And then verse 24 says that my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
Versículo 24 dice, porque este mi hijo muerto era y ha revivido. Se había perdido y es hallado.
He technically didn't deserve all this.
Él no merecía estas cosas.
But he had come into the grace of his father.
Pero llegó a conocer la gracia de su padre.
This happened because he humbled himself. He repented. And he turned to him with all of his heart.
Y esto pudo pasar porque se humilló, se arrepintió y se volvió a casa de su padre completamente de corazón.
He was completely forgiven and restored in his relationship with the Father.
Él fue completamente perdonado y restaurado en su relación con su padre.
Now let's look at the second son, the oldest son.
Ahora vamos a estudiar acerca de el hijo mayor.
The older son is in the field.
El hijo mayor estaba trabajando en el campo.
And he begins to draw near to the house and hears the music and the dancing.
Versículo 25 dice, al regresar cerca ya de la casa, oyó la música y las danzas.
And verse 26 says he calls one of the servants and asks what all of this means.
Versículo 26 dice, y llamando a uno de los criados, le preguntó, ¿qué era aquello?
Now, yes, the oldest son was in the field.
Sí, este hijo mayor estaba en el campo.
But why did he not know what was happening?
Pero ¿por qué no sabía lo que estaba pasando?
He hadn't left and spent all of his goods like his younger brother.
Él no se había alejado y malgastado como su hijo, su hermano menor.
But why doesn't he know what's happening?
Pero ¿por qué no sabía lo que estaba pasando?
He asks one of the servants, what's going on?
Él le preguntó a uno de los siervos, ¿qué está pasando aquí?
It seems that the servant knows more about what the father is doing than the son.
Y entendemos que aquí nos enseña que el siervo sabía más de lo que estaba pasando con el padre y el hijo pródigo más que el hijo mayor.
There's something missing that the older son doesn't have here.
Algo faltaba aquí que el hijo mayor no tenía.
Even though he had never left everything,
aunque él nunca se fue de la casa y dejando todo,
he wasn't close to his father.
Él no estaba cerca de su padre.
He didn't know what his father was doing.
Y no sabía lo que estaba pasando, lo que su padre estaba haciendo.
Had he been close to his father, intimate with his father, he would have known.
Si él hubiera sido cerca con su padre, él iba a saber lo que estaba pasando.
What the younger son had done with the inheritance wasn't right.
Lo que hizo el hijo menor no era bien.
But it's just as bad to be in the church, so to say.
Pero es tanto mal acerca de estar en la iglesia.
And yet not intimate with the Father.
Pero no ser íntimo en relación con Dios.
You see, it's easy to be religious.
Es muy fácil en ser religioso.
But it's entirely different to be in relationship with the Father.
Pero es una cosa muy diferente tener relación con nuestro Padre.
The younger son has come back into relationship with the Father.
El hijo menor regresó a una relación con su padre.
And there's great rejoicing.
Y se regocían, tenían mucho gozo.
So verse 27, the servant answers the oldest son.
Y en versículo 27, el siervo le contestó al hijo mayor.
He says, your brother has come and your father has killed a fat calf because he has received him back safe and sound.
Le contestó y dijo, tu hermano ha regresado y tu padre ha hecho matar el becerro gordo por haberlo recibido bueno y sano.
And this is speaking of what happens when one repents.
Y esto nos habla de lo que pasa cuando alguien se arrepienta.
But sadly, those that are religious look down on what takes place when such grace is on display.
Pero tristemente, los religiosos miran abajo y no dan el correcto crédito de lo que está pasando cuando alguien se salva o se humille como el hijo pródigo.
He's never left his father.
Recuerde, él nunca dejó a su padre.
He has seemingly served him faithfully for many years.
Y el hijo mayor también parecía servirle por muchos años.
But he was doing the motions, but his heart wasn't in it.
Estaba haciendo lo que debía, pero su corazón estaba muy lejos.
You can see that here in verse 28.
Podemos verlo y entenderlo leyendo versículo 28.
You see, he didn't know the heart of his father.
Él no conocía el corazón de su padre.
He didn't even have the heart of his father.
Y ni tenía el corazón como su padre.
It says, but he was angry and refused to go in. And so his father came out and entreated him.
Entonces se enojó y no quería entrar. Salió por tanto su padre y le rogaba que entrara.
And so he says to his father, look, I've served you these many years, and I never disobeyed your commands, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends.
Versículo 29 nos dice, pero él respondiendo dijo al padre, tantos años hace que te sirvo, no desobedeciendo jamás y nunca me has dado ni un cabrito para gozarme con mis amigos.
Verse 30 says, but when this son of yours, now it's real derogatory of how he's talking about his brother.
Y en versículo 13, como el hijo mayor habló de su hermano menor, eran palabras muy duras, abajándolo.
It says, when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fat calf for him.
Dice, pero cuando vino este hijo tuyo, que ha consumido tus bienes con rameras, has hecho matar el becerro gordo.
This older son,
Este hijo mayor
is representing the heart of the Pharisees towards those that were coming to Jesus in repentance.
Representaba el corazón de los fariseos que venían a Cristo en aparecerse, arrepentirse.
They're angry in their hearts because these sinners are finding such grace.
Ellos se enojaban en sus corazones porque vieron que los pecadores encontraban gracia en los ojos de Jesucristo.
And they don't understand why the Father is showing such grace and mercy.
Y aquí leemos que no entendía por qué el Padre enseñaba misericordia y gracia a su hijo menor.
In a sense, there's an element of jealousy here.
En una manera, el hijo mayor, leemos que él tenía celo.
But then,
celos.
Then the father says to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours."
Entonces le dijo, "Hijo, tú siempre estás conmigo, y todas mis cosas son tuyas."
And he reminds him in verse 32, "It's fitting to celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found."
Y le recordó en versículo 32, dice, pero era necesario hacer fiesta y regocijarnos, porque este tu hermano estaba muerto y ha revivido, se había perdido y ha sido hallado.
These two sons represent the hearts of people in the church.
Estos dos hermanos representan corazones de individuales en la iglesia.
There are those that are serving the Lord.
Hay los que sirven al Señor.
But sadly, their hearts grow cold and they turn away.
Pero tristemente, sus corazones se enfrían y se alejan de Dios.
But then life happens.
Y la vida pasa.
And all of a sudden, they're at a place where they realize where they've gone without the Lord is bringing destruction.
Y reconocen, llegan al lugar para reconocer que la vida que han tenido ha traído consecuencia y destrucción.
And they come to themselves.
Y realizan ellos mismos.
And they come back to God.
Y regresan al Señor.
And God, by His grace, receives them.
Y por su gracia los recibe.
And there's great rejoicing.
Y se regocijan tanto.
But there are some in the church that have been serving the Lord faithfully.
Y hay otros que están en la iglesia sirviendo fiel.
And sometimes, if we're not careful,
y a veces, si no tenemos cuidado,
we can fall into a place of religiosity.
Podemos caernos en un lugar de ser religiosos.
And we begin to not see the joy, the beauty of repentance.
Y nos hacemos ciegos y no podemos ver el gozo en ver a alguien que estaba perdido, se encuentra en salvación.
You see, it's like the Father said, it's fitting to celebrate and be glad for those that have turned back to God.
Es como dijo el Padre aquí en esta parábola, pero era necesario hacer fiesta y regocijarnos.
And this applies not only to the prodigal, someone that had served the Lord and had fallen away and has returned.
Esto se aplica no solamente al hijo pródigo quien se alejó y regresó una vez más.
But also speaking of those that have never known the Lord and have turned to the Lord in repentance.
Porque también está hablando acerca de los que nunca han conocido a Dios, pero se arrepientan y reconocen y se acercan a Dios.
You see, it's dealing with those that come to God. There should be great rejoicing.
Está hablando de los que vienen a Dios, siempre debe de tener mucho gozo.
But there's also something we need to guard ourselves against, and that's a religious spirit.
Pero al mismo tiempo tenemos que guardar nuestro corazón en no tener un espíritu religioso.
No, we need to rejoice with those that are saved.
Tenemos que regocijarnos con los que estaban perdidos y están salvos.
We shouldn't be like the Pharisees that were jealous of those that were being saved.
No debemos de ser como los fariseos que eran celosos a los que estaban salvándose.
But what a beautiful story this is.
Esta parábola es una historia muy bella.
The heart of the Father is on display.
El corazón del Padre está claramente enseñada en esta historia.
He loves the sinner.
Él ama al pecador.
And he loves the saint.
Y él ama a el santo.
Remember, the Father loves you very much.
Recuerde que nuestro Padre Celestial le ama tanto.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, I ask that you would help us to truly understand the significance of the parable of the prodigal son. We are grateful, Lord, for the fact that there is a beauty in humbling ourselves before you. I thank you that in you there is restoration. There is complete forgiveness. There is grace. There is the fact that we have an inheritance in Christ, complete restoration. And so I pray that you would help us to know your heart, that we would draw near to your heart, O God, that whether we are seemingly near or far, that we would draw near to you with all of our hearts. Help us to guard against religiosity. Help us not to look with disdain upon those that have been in the world and have wasted their lives, but see such restoration when they humble themselves before you. Help us to rejoice. Help us to be glad. And help us to continue to pray and believe you for the salvation of the lost. Do what only you can do. Restore and save. We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for these parables. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.